I had a friend send me a text this morning asking a simple question that we've all been asked, or really it's usually a spade card attempted to be laid down by folks. What do you say to somebody who says the Bible was written by men? That's the question. And on my little drive here from where I dropped my daughter off to babysit today to the first appointment I have today, I will attempt to give a answer. Of course, the answer could be far more robust. And as a Baptist Reformed guy, I don't warm up till 20, 30 minutes in, but I'm going to have to keep it short. You're welcome. Yes, the Bible was written by men. Of course it was. I could name them. There's about 40 of them from Genesis to Revelation. There were about 40 authors. They are all men, as far as we know, and that makes sense, that wrote scripture for about a 1500-year time period. The Old Testament, written from Genesis to Malachi in English, as we name them and number them, those 39 books, written about a 1400-year time period. And then the New Testament is all written within one generation in the first century. That is the span of the text, with a few hundred years in between in what we call the intertestamental period. These authors were all indeed writers. They were writers. And Scripture says some very important things about itself that, for me as a biblicist, I want to give the answer to. And of course, as any good biblicist will tell you, all of my confessions of faith will affirm this and show this. Scripture says some very important things about itself, like 2 Timothy chapter 3, where Paul says to Timothy how all Scripture is inspired by God. And he goes on to say some things about it that it does, therefore, in equipping the Christian for everything in life. So here's a definitive statement. If it cannot be settled in Scripture, it need not be settled. And I'll say that again. If it cannot be settled in Scripture, it need not be settled. So there are many arguments and things upon which Scripture is brought to bear that will communicate ideas and Christian truths. All of that is necessary. But if God demanded that we know it in the sense that we know He demands we know everything He has revealed in Scripture's 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, as I said, and 27 in the New Testament, which I've not said, then He would have given it to us. Okay? So we don't need to know tone of voice when Jesus is speaking. We can guess, because knowing tone of voice does not constitute something God needed His Christian church to know. We don't need to know tone unless we're told where there might be tone. We are allowed to guess, and that's okay. So, Scripture is, in fact, inspired. In 2 Timothy 3, all Scripture is God-breathed. Theanousas. It is, one great analogy I heard from Dr. James White is, if you hold your hand up about, three-quarters of an inch from your mouth while you're speaking, you feel the breath on your hand, there is a metaphor for what Scripture is. That is 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, we know that that constitutes 66 books, as what Paul was writing was a part of the 27 New Testament canon books that would complete God's definitive work. Peter in 2 Peter says that all Scripture, that no prophecy of Scripture is of anyone's private interpretation, but that writers, holy men of God, wrote as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And that is in 2 Peter chapter 1. And we read this and see that now we have two opinions in Scripture given to us that says something about the nature of Scripture. So, of course, it is written by men. Nobody rightly believes that Scripture somehow was delivered by an angel or something of that sort. It was not. Scripture was written, as I said, over a very long period of time by different authors that wrote in different languages, Hebrew, a little bit in Aramaic, and in Greek, whether you're going Old Covenant to New Covenant, Old Testament to New Testament. It was written by men. But what Paul and Peter say, and there are many other passages, these two, 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3, those verses cited are very formative in the doctrine of inspiration. Peter was not infallible. We don't believe that. What we do believe is that when Peter wrote, what he wrote was inspired. It is God-breathed. Thea neustos. God-breathed. And some English translations will say God-breathed. It's a good translation of the Greek Theonustos. These scriptures, these writings are inspired. Not the writers. Men are not infallible. The men who wrote them are not infallible in every area of their life. Such as, you know, if Peter is speaking and says that, you know, his favorite food on the planet is chicken parmesan, and I granted he would probably not say that, but since it's my favorite, I'm just going to put it in Peter's mouth. No, I'm not adding to scripture. If Peter says, man, the best, I don't care what anybody says, the best food on the planet is chicken parmesan, we don't write that down and go, man, God has said that the best food in the world is chicken parmesan. We don't do that. Peter is not infallible. But we believe that when Peter wrote what he wrote, he is preserved from error. He is preserved from error in the writings. So we have two epistles from Peter. Yes, they're from Peter. And those writings are infallible. They are inspired letters. And so the doctrine of inspiration, without evoking any imagery of something like scrying or automatic writing, something like that. That is not what we believe about inspiration. But the doctrine of inspiration is that, like pens in the hands of God the Holy Spirit, men wrote. And it was not of their private interpretation. It is God speaking through them. Now, the main reason we believe that is because of who we believe Jesus is and what he said about scripture. So when Jesus quotes men like David, like Isaiah, like Moses, these are mere sinful men. They are not, like I said, none of them, like Peter, are themselves infallible or inerrant. It is their writings, graphe, a word for scripture, and there are others, that Peter speaks of and Paul speaks of in the New Covenant. The writings are inspired. When Jesus quotes these men, these human authors, he says it's God speaking. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through them. He quotes Moses to people in his own day and says, have you not heard what God said? And then he quotes Moses. So if Jesus is who he said he is, and again, Christians believe that he is God incarnate, the second person of the Trinity, then we trust him as a pretty reliable source. He's a pretty reliable source, to put it sarcastically. And so we take his view of 39 books of the Old Testament for sure, and there is no reason not to apply those to the 27 books of the New Testament, which record his view of the 39 books of the Old Testament. There's no good reason not to do that. See? So inspiration is men are pens in the hand of God in the letters they wrote. And that's exactly what Scripture says of itself. So what do we say to people who say the Bible is written by men? We say, of course, we can name them. There's like 40. But they are inspired by God. The things they said transcend the ability of men to pontificate. God is the author of Scripture. There are many proofs of that that we could give. I would give them as a good presuppositionalist with my good view, therefore, to give evidences that the regenerate heart appropriates properly. I would give them all to prophecy, to the things that are very unique about Scripture, the unity of the whole, etc., the majesty of its parts. Calvin writes about this, wonderful things about inspiration. But this is a short answer to the good question. The Bible was written by men, but those men spoke from God. And it is their words borne witness to as true that we as Christians, why we hold the doctrine of inspiration. And the last thing I'll say as I'm arriving at my destination here this morning is that inspiration says there is only one thing in the possession of Christians anywhere on this planet that we would rightly call inspired. This isn't inspiration like when you write a beautiful song or paint a beautiful painting. That's a form of inspiration. We sort of use the term, it doesn't mean biblical inspiration like 2 Timothy 3 or 2 Peter 1. Inspiration there is that in the possession of Christians anywhere, there is only one collection of writings that we consider to be God-breathed, and that is the Scriptures. So there's a brief answer. Hope it helps. Open to questions anytime. God bless.